Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Here we go. Boom, 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 boom. Dun, dun, dun. I can't wait to wind you up with Joanne. You'll never know.
I love that you took it to a place of Joanne off the bat.
I'm like, I feel like a fraud little monster because
you don't know Joanne.
No, I know Joanne. Okay. But I haven't bought a ticket to the Chromatica Ball, and I know I won't be able to get one now.
You might be able to get one.
Yeah.
I think it's like a wait till the day of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in some sort of plan
to go
to Chromatica Ball, but I think it truly is like, I think I either dreamed this plan or I am part of it, but it will happen.
I think either or it's gonna happen.
Day of like trying to get tickets on StubHub or something. I don't even know when it is exactly.
It's at Dodgers.
Yes. Okay. I am in a plan and I'll loop you into
Okay,
this
loop
plan.
Me into that plan because
there's a group of us going.
I'll go with you.
I don't think we have tickets, but there's things are in the works. So
okay.
You're gonna be added to this plan.
Loop me the fuck in.
And we
please.
Will be paws up at Dodger.
The only one I've ever seen is her art, the art rave.
I've never seen her.
She's amazing. No, and I saw her in Vegas. That was
okay. Yeah, that's
truly
huge.
One
yeah,
of the highlights of my life.
I've never seen Gaga. I honestly hate Dodger Stadium as a venue, but I love it if you're in the pit on the floor.
Yeah.
So my plan
is to get in. Like,
is to try and get in that fucking pit.
That's gonna be hard. I don't care
I'm
where I am.
I'm keeping like confidence that I could find a pit ticket for like I would spend $250.
We were in the pit for the Vegas show, and it was kind of a smaller theater. It was more intimate than like obviously a stadium,
mm-hmm.
and it felt very special.
The pit
you felt
changes
close
everything.
To her, and at the art rave, she had a catwalk going like a glass catwalk going out. So at one point her ass was like over my face and she was just like rubbing it on the.
Yeah. I want her pussy
mm-hmm.
in my face.
I'm obsessed with her face right now. Whatever she's done to her face is so strange and uncanny. And I'm just obsessed with it.
Do you think she's just getting, I think she just gets fillers and then lets them like. Evaporate and then like fills different areas.
I think she does that. And I think
she had a nose job for sure.
And I think she got the fox eye thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has some kind of like
brow lift.
She definitely got a facelift of some kind.
All the girlies are getting facelifts right now.
Sometimes I'm like, wow, she looks
completely radiant and stunning. And then other times she looks older than she is and not a good way.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always loved her face. I think she's always had a like...
Tony.
She's always been like kind of... She's just not typical of yeah. something. You know what I mean? And I think that's why she was so special, was she had sort of like a dramatic like theater face.
Tony.
Hey, who are you barking at?
He needs his little... Will you grab that little porcupine chew thing out of his thing? That's what he needs. He goes, give me that.
But anyway, yeah, loop me in.
Yeah, you'll be looped in. And to Dodgers Stadium, we will go.
I need to recommend two shows.
Okay.
House of the Dragon, the Game
wow.
of Thrones.
Wow. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
I watched the first season and the last season.
I love bookends.
I get it. I mean, I know what's... I was pretty up to date on what was going on.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to be watching this from the ground floor. And it's giving. It's good.
I
good
mean,
cast.
It should be. Isn't it like a huge budget?
Yeah, but it's like...
Dragon. That Matt guy is mm-hmm. in it. He's really hot.
That guy, this one guy, this Irish actor who's been in a bunch of shit, plays the king. I think the actress who plays the like princess girl is cooler already than Khaleesi.
Is Khaleesi in it?
No, it's like 200 years before
oh, nice.
Her birth.
Nice.
But it's about her family.
Sick.
And then I have to recommend Tales of the Walking Dead.
You're back on that Walking Dead bullshit.
Well, it's like, it's all one-off episodic anthology. Parker Posey's in one.
And
Jillian Bell.
There's another one that I saw with people like on a motorcycle or something.
Olivia Munn and Terry Crews.
Yeah, that's what I had seen. I didn't see the episode
right.
yet, but.
There's only three that it's like, yeah, it's just one-off. The one with Parker Posey and Jillian Bell is like, should win an Emmy, I swear okay. to God. Do you know Jillian Bell?
Yeah.
They play a bot. She's the receptionist for Parker Posey, who's like this like kind of Vicky Gumbelson insurance nightmare.
Hell yeah.
And they're together as the collapse starts happening. And they have this like super codependent, terrible relationship. And it's just Parker wearing like a vest and like fur and just being like, oh my God, I gotta get out of Atlanta. And Jillian Bell just being this like harrowed, long-suffering assistant. And they have this like La Foud, what is that?
Folie à Deux.
Folie à Deux.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And then Terry Crews and Olivia Munn, who actually was like giving in this.
She ate
that.
Love that.
And they have like a buddy road trip thing.
Okay.
And it's fun. It's like, it's light. I actually enjoy it more than The Walking Dead.
You don't need to have watched The Walking Dead
no.
to fuck with
No.
The Walking Dead Tales or whatever.
No,
what's it called?
Tales of, it's like kind of like The Twilight Zone.
Sick.
So it's like just cameos from big actors. And yeah, you don't need to know anything about.
I like an anthology. I think there need to be more anthologies.
Yeah.
And I would even argue that if you have a really strong premise for an anthology series, you don't need to base it on like a pre-existing franchise. Like you don't need a franchise to warrant an anthology.
100%. And like the episode, I mean, I don't want to spoil it for you, but the episode for Parker and Jillian, it takes it to like a fantastical place that it's like I've never seen anything like it in the confines of like a zombie thing.
Cool.
And I could have watched a whole series of the two of them together. Their chemistry is just unbelievable. And Parker Posey is like, we need her in more shows like this, like where it's like,
we need more Parker in general.
But like in like an apocalyptic scenario, like seeing the characters that she could play in a situation where like things are falling apart is just incredible. And Jillian Bell is like a genius.
Yeah, she's hysterical.
She's so funny. And like, their chemistry was, I could just watch them for a whole season.
Okay, I'm going to watch that.
Yes, those are my weekend suggestions.
I have been in a place of craving horror. I think like the Shards, listening to the Shards for like the past 2 weeks on Brett Easton Ellis's Patreon put me in truly a place of like craving.
You're in a place of shards.
I was in a place of shard me, daddy. And
I still have to subscribe.
Oh my God. I finished it last night, like literally just stayed up until 1 a.m. listening to the end of it. And I'm shook.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna listen.
I'm like shaken. I'm shaking in my boots from the shards.
Wow.
I'm sharding.
You're sharding doing a my show pants about it? From the shards. You shot your pants.
I sharded hard. And so yeah, so I'm in a place of shards. It's put me on edge. Like it's definitely like weirded me out and put like a strange cast over my like life experience, but in a cool way. It's like immersive and whatnot. So I've been craving horror, and I remembered someone had recommended that I watch this movie called The Martyrs. And I've like, I feel like American horror is just like shitty now. Like it's like you're either gonna watch like a Saw movie, like nothing is truly scary. Like I'm never like, I want to be like disgusted or offended or scared or just like, I want you to shock me.
Well, we always have to like turn across either sea for that in the other countries.
America doesn't serve anymore. No. Like Paranormal Activity served.
Yeah.
The Ring served.
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch served, but it's been 84 years.
It's been dry.
And I can still smell the fresh paint.
Yeah.
On American horror movies.
Yeah.
So The Martyrs is a French movie, and I was like, the French know horror.
They're disgusting.
Carrie, this movie, I've never seen such a crazy movie.
Really?
It was.
What's it about?
Crazy. It's about two girls who meet in kind of like a mental institution vibe.
Love.
And then one of them decides to seek revenge. One of them is like a survivor of being like captured and tortured. Mm-hmm. And she decides to seek revenge on her torturers.
So it's like Hard Candy kind of. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's not like that.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Okay.
I'm not going to say anymore because it truly goes to such a place where you're just like, what the actual fuck?
Okay.
And like, then you're just like, oh my God. And I was like, oh my word.
Yeah.
And so I owe my worded.
You sharded.
With a martyr. From shards to martyrs. Then I was like, okay, I'm just gonna download Shudder and subscribe to Shudder.
Good.
It's good. Like
sometimes it's a real mess with a lot of the shit.
Yeah. But then I was reading because I was like, I just have to go global now. I have to outsource to other countries for horror because America just ain't cutting it.
Mm-mm. And except Orphan First Kill.
Okay, I need to watch that. Was it sick?
It's sick, but it's so deeply funny and campy and knows it's campy. And Julia Stiles is fucking slaying with the performance of her career.
Okay, well, that's like, but that's a different thing than seeking like
pure horror.
I want to be disturbed. I need to feel truly disturbed and rocked. And I will be watching, I'll be bookmarking that one.
Esta.
Yeah. My queen, Esta.
Horny Estonian queen.
Fucking 40-year-old icon.
She's still playing.
She's literally
The first movie came
55.
Out 13 years ago, and she's still playing, like, she still can look like that actress. I love her.
I'm literally, like, drop the beauty routine.
But Julia Stiles is hysterical in this movie.
Okay, good
wait,
to know.
Sorry, so you went, what
so
else
so then
did
I was like googling, I was like all up on Google and Reddit just trying to find recommendations, and I came across this movie called The Medium that's like a Thai horror movie.
I started watching it,
and it's long.
It's really long.
It's really long. I would say that it could be shorter, but
it's
served.
A little bit of a snooze.
It's not, no, it was snatching wigs.
Oh, I didn't get
how long did you watch it for?
More than halfway.
You needed to stick with it.
I mean, I got to the part where she gets brought to that like group where it's like the healer who's like,
oh yeah, but you missed like,
oh okay, okay.
It literally after that part it goes into utter insanity.
I mean, that actress was great.
She's really good.
Yeah,
she did a lot of they take that actress to places that
like Linda Blair.
Yeah, I was like, oh damn, they're going there.
I mean, it's always possession.
Can I just say like three things?
Yeah.
Where they went there, I'm gonna spoil something.
Sure.
Okay, they took it to a place of piss yourself.
Of course.
Yeah, like a crawl onto the dinner table and just pee.
Mm-hmm.
vibes.
But that's par for the course.
Yeah, that's like,
yeah,
you're not even,
you have to piss yourself.
You must piss yourself if you're possessed. Like, don't even try and act like you're possessed if you're not, like,
yeah,
pissing yourself. Like a full squat and pee.
Love.
Feral style on the, yeah, dinner table. They took it to a place of, she killed the family dog.
Ooh.
I was like, you're savage for that. I was disturbed by that.
She took
the dog and dropped it in a pot of boiling water and boiled it to death and ate it. I was like, work.
I'm basic. I truly,
I don't think it's basic to not love animal.
I like, if a baby is in peril or a dog, I literally,
you should stay away, because then she fucking ate a baby. So,
oh,
like,
my God.
They were triple threading. She went
all the
down.
Things I fear.
It was a 1-2-3 punch.
Damn, that's a hard. The baby thing is hard fucking core. That's like
whenever
in The Witch.
Babies die, I'm like, you're crazy for
that's
that.
That's like in The Witch when the baby gets like,
she skins that baby. Yeah, she mashed it. She made it into baby guacamole.
When I watched that, I literally was in the theater going, I just can't. When a baby, I
love
cannot
when
handle when a baby.
It's so sick, but when a horror movie takes it to a place of baby death, you know they're not fucking around.
I know,
anymore.
I just
And when
can't.
They took it, I was shunked that they took it to a place of Yulin.
I can't. I truly can't.
I was
handle.
Literally like, oh my God, Tony was laying in his bed and I was like, get over here. And
I
just
can't.
Like clutched him after.
And then
that.
Walking Dead last night, Terry Crews' dog gets killed by a zombie, and like, it's literally, I just cannot. I literally.
It makes it really real when animal death gets involved. Yeah. I was like, whoa. I was.
Well, maybe I'll finish
shocked.
It. Shudder has some good stuff. I was watching this one. This movie from the 70s, it was like kind of good. It was, and takes place in LA, and it was all these people having like random outbursts of murder. Like they just like randomly go crazy and lose
What's
their.
What's it called?
Blue Sunshine.
Oh, okay. I added that to my list.
And yeah, it's good. They like lose their hair. I don't know the reason yet. I haven't finished it.
They go bald and they get alopecia and then they kill.
Yeah, but they become like raving.
Fair.
Like zombie like almost.
Okay.
It's crazy. But. Yeah, Shudder's pretty good sometimes, but sometimes you're like,
yeah, I can't say that I would trust like every Shudder original.
But I in this time of like, streaming services just fucking up, like the show I got written on was just deleted from HBO Max.
Why was that?
I don't know. Summer Camp Island, now you can't watch it anymore, which
but
is so crazy.
Can you buy it on iTunes Store?
No, I think it's just gone.
That cannot be.
I think it might just be gone now because they own the rights to it.
Who owns the rights?
HBO and Warner.
That's so strange.
They
Why
deleted,
wouldn't
like,
you just like keep it on the thing?
They deleted like Little Ellen, which I'm like,
bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. But Summer Camp Island got deleted. Like, it was such a bummer. But in this time of streaming services turning on us like that, it's good to have a place like Shudder.
Yeah, and I like their organization of like genres and types of horror. Like, I'm going to stick with it, and I think I'm just going to ride. I'm going to make, like, Halloween last for... I'm going to 90-day fiancé with Halloween.
Yeah, I think Shudder's
just, like,
a good...
deeply disturb myself for, like, maybe the rest of...
The year?
The year,
yeah. Do it. I mean, yeah, I'm already, like... We're in talks to get Mango some Halloween scarves.
Love.
Little bandanas.
Cute.
I'm ready.
You need some pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready like for leaf energy, and like I'm ready to go Christian girl autumn.
Mm-hmm. You're always kind of in a place of Christian girl autumn.
I am. I'm like I'm
I would say you're like a fall girl.
I have like phantom ankle boot.
You're like, the real me is a fall girl with a scarf on and a floppy hat.
It's made of felt and velvet and little skinny,
I got my PSL.
It's skinny jeans with a little white sock.
Tiny boot.
With a little white sock in the boot.
Yeah.
And a little cardigan.
Mm-hmm.
Blown out. Blowout hair.
East Coast vibes.
Like 3 inches.
Real me is a Jersey girl.
No, it's always
fall.
It's Nashville. The real me is a Nashville girl in the foliage.
It's east. Let's agree that it's Eastern time zone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The real me lives in Nashville and Kentucky. And you're wearing 3 inches of foundation.
Mm-hmm.
If you go like this, it's like a snow plow. It's a ski. You have like, you can do, if it rains, you have ski slope on your face. It's like when there's an aerial shot of like a ski, like a mountain. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like. But yeah, I love that idea. I think Simon and I always kind of do that where we turn to horror hardcore during these months.
Yeah, I've just been turning to that, and I don't know if it's helping me. It's probably like hurting my psyche in some ways, but I need to just feel like disturbed or like jolted or something like that.
That's okay.
And like,
sis,
a possessed woman putting a cute little dog in a boiling pot of water. And that's... then I was like, that did it.
And she like, I remember she sort of, she's always late to work, or she's like sleeping at the office, right? And
yeah,
all that
it comes
shit.
On like slowly. Oof. You're just, it's, I love like
slow burner possession.
Slow burner demonic possession is good.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
And another thing I wanted to talk about, which was giving me life so much yesterday, Aubrey O'Day from
Pussycat Dolls. Noted ex-girlfriend of Pauly D.
Oh my God. And Donald Trump Jr.
I know.
She's a renaissance woman.
You can't say she has a type.
No.
Two guys like that.
No, she has no type. She's unpredictable. And that's why she's a true star. So some Gen Z like TikTok person took to TikTok to like blast Aubrey O'Day because she was... Well, listen, so she'd been...
Hasn't she been through enough?
She's been through a lot.
Like, leave her alone.
But she had, I guess, had been... Or no, was she even Danny DeCane or Pussycat Dolls? Anyway, I think Pussycat Dolls.
They're kind of the same to me.
She has been doing this thing where she photoshops herself, like, fairly noticed, like, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Photoshop of her in different places around the world, like in Santorini, in Bora Bora, at the Parthenon, like, all these places. And it's just her going... And it does not fit at all where she is. And it feels like it was clear that it was intentional.
Yeah.
Like she was doing it sort of.
Like she's trolling or joking.
Yeah. Or like kind of just fooling around with like Photoshop and.
Just let her do her. Let her be.
And this fucking person like took the TikTok and did this thing that got viral, like millions of views. And it was her exposing why Aubrey's pictures were fake.
I want to see Photoshop this TikTok.
And like just putting her on blast. So Aubrey posted a photo of her. You got to see
I want to watch the TikTok really quick.
It was very infuriating. Because first of all, she was like, Aubrey O'Day, apparent platinum winning artist or you know what I mean? Like she was acting like she didn't know who she was. And I was like, put some respect on her fucking name.
TikToker alleges Aubrey O'Day steals pictures of exotic locations and photoshops herself in them. I love that this is news.
When it's like, oh yeah, it was Pussycat Dolls because she's with Nicole.
So here we have Aubrey O'Day, double platinum recording artist and world traveler, who apparently went on this vacation around Bali by just photoshopping herself into pictures. And it's truly like every single picture. I don't even know if she went to Indonesia, like at all. Here she is on the Bali swing. So she either just steals content from other content creators or photoshops herself into random like promotional images with these very inspirational Instagram captions accompanying the photos. In an era where social comparison is so high and has real effects, why are we doing this?
Why aren't we doing this? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, troll.
I'm sorry. What Aubrey O'Day is doing is art.
That is art.
Actually like a form of art. And if you are looking to Aubrey O'Day and you're comparing yourself to her, you need therapy immediately, if not sooner.
But also, who are you? Like, fuck you. Like, the fact that you can't tell the difference between like art and satire shows that you're stupid and you shouldn't be making videos and you should have your social media taken away from you.
I love you're on bans. You're on bans from TikTok, little lady.
Let's have some reading comprehension, sis. But Aubrey O'Day took to Instagram yesterday and photoshopped Jesus hugging her and her ass is she's wearing a G-string and she's just from, you see her from behind and he has like his hands on her ass and she's like, took the PJ to a trip to heaven for the last 24.
Queen shit.
And she just went off and was like, she called her a little talk girl.
She is a little talk girl.
She was like, I'm an artist. Wait, read this caption.
Her at the pearly gates.
Wait, this photo's
incredible.
That's art.
Aubrey says, took the PJ to heaven in the last 24. Wanted to share with y'all how beautiful it was. Also ran into Jesus and we hugged it out. He told me to let the little bird on TikTok with so much to say about my life that she needs to stop washing her pussy in the sink. Amen. I don't know what that has to do with it, but I'm in. I like that.
And it's a drag.
Yeah.
Stop washing your pussy in the sink.
We're adults, baby. You got to run the whole thing through the water. Okay. I get what she's getting at.
Yeah. I don't get it, but I get it.
Yeah. But I like my soul understands that. And not that I need to explain myself, but I've been in this industry for over 20 years and have been traveling the world since I was 7. If I want my Instagram to be curated like a museum of art, then that's what the fuck is going to happen. I'm an artist, a real creator. I do all my creative from my music to my flicks. Everything from my hair, glam, nails, styling, backdrops, editing, shooting, and the weather isn't always perfect when I shoot and I vacation alone. I don't need to be flown places, let alone the fact that a lot of the shots I give y'all are in places you have to spend hours scaling mountains to get to. Respect my aesthetic. I work hard to give y'all beautiful content that feels the way the places I travel vibrate because I want y'all to vibrate high with me. Little talk girl, I am so sorry to your place of work that allows you to sit on my page all day with binoculars, but I suggest you learn this lesson fast. You don't even need to concentrate on others to be your own version of special and necessary in this world. You can make positive changes just by using your own gifts. Stop looking left and right if you want to move forward. Damn.
She
opened and closed that case.
Shots fired.
Yeah, it's done.
It's done.
Mm-hmm.
If I was that Gen Z girl, I would be like...
I love that someone goes, cleared.
She did clear her.
Mm-hmm.
I would be very upset if I saw that.
She control alt deleted.
She did.
She force quit.
But I thought, I liked her being like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Let me do my thing. Mm-hmm. Why does everything, all these kids...
That's not like a necessary takedown.
No, and it's just, I'm so sick of all these like sleuths on TikTok being like, here's why this, like they have pictures, they have like a PowerPoint presentation. It's like, go do something for yourself. Create something of your own.
Yeah, make me laugh.
Like that whole thing with that movie critic for the New York Times who got mad at Amanda Stenberg for...
Oh, yeah, I was following that beef a little bit.
And like, she did another TikTok where she's like, lots of y'all are saying, one, this writer who's like this, like, looks like Rachel Maddow. And
how
she was,
old is the writer?
She's like in her late 20s, oh, early 30s. But she was like...
How old's Amanda?
Like 23.
Yeah, she's young.
Yeah. And like, her message to her was a lol. She was like having fun. I mean, she probably shouldn't have even said anything in the first place. I think both of them were kind of annoying, TBH. But also, yeah, like, she should have seen that Amanda was clearly like trying to take a piece out of her. It's like, it wasn't serious.
She wasn't like abusing
her. No, and she was like, this message, I received this. And it was devastated to receive this message. It's like, she was, one, probably flirting with you a little. And two, just...
Like, I would have responded, lol, if someone said that.
Lol, true.
Or just like, lol, 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 and then just never responded and told my friends about it and shut the fuck up because no one cares.
But she had to take it to a place of like...
My victim story.
Yeah.
I've been victimized.
My
victim
body.
Of the week. My
she's
body.
In a place of my, she's in a place mm-hmm. of Emrata. My
body. DMs.
My DMs. And it's like...
I love it. Also, it was a DM. It was like a private...
Yeah.
Like, it's just a message.
This. And her face drop. But I saw another TikTok where she was like, everyone's wondering why... Because she has like 600,000 TikTok followers. And she's like, everyone's wondering why... How I got to the place I got as the New York Times filmmaker. She goes, number one, and we just have to get it out of the way, I'm a very talented writer.
Own it, baby.
Yeah, I was like, she gagged me with that.
Okay, well, I mean, work.
Work.
Yeah.
But she said, I come from a family of writers. You know.
It's hereditary.
It's hereditary. And her dad is the...
He's a huge writer.
He's like a huge writer at the New York Times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's how.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's like, okay, great.
Yeah, great, girl. She's like, my first... what?
I love, like, I'm an incredibly talented writer. Also, my dad writes for
the New York Times. My first article I wrote at 24, unedited, made it to the New York Times front page. And I'm like, because
your dad works there.
But that's okay.
That's cool.
That's totally fine.
Like,
Honey?
That's, like, how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just love her exposing Amanda Steinberg, who's like...
Who, that was a funny response. If you'd stop looking at my titties, you could have watched the movie.
It's funny.
It's funny. It's a little aggro, but it's funny. And it truly, all it warrants is like, lol. And then, and not even an apology or whatever.
I think if you're an actor, it's a little embarrassing to like DM a critic. I think that like...
But I mean, I get it. Like people...
But she felt triggered by like the...
Yeah, and create... And that's like a normal feeling, I think... For any creative, if someone's like critical of your work, you have like a response to it.
And I think I saw the video Amanda posted and she was like, I actually liked her review. I thought the comment about it being all about my cleavage just rubbed me the wrong way because everyone always talks about my tits.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, that's fair. Like,
she's kind of my body with that one.
Everyone's
been in a place of my body. We're collectively my
body. We're all
in
a little body.
Somewhat.
Anyway.
Anywho.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy Nick My Body. Jersey Shore, bitch.
Whatever.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. This is a very important episode. So
this
we need
is
to
the episode where everything fully gelled together.
Everyone fully bonds.
Everyone became one entity and they are now having a unique experience.
Mm-hmm.
And things are happening and they are hurtling forward on their like dimension as a unit.
We need to say there's a trigger warning of domestic violence. There is.
I'm not triggered. Like, no, if you're listening,
you know
if,
what's going to happen.
Like, no.
So,
and also watch it on Hulu like I did, and they cut the whole thing out. They just really? Had a black screen.
Oh.
Which I was obsessed with because I've been watching on Hulu, and they said it like upcoming in like this season on Jersey Shore and showed it multiple times happening. But then when it actually happened, it was
weird.
A black screen. And I was like, I love that they like will use it to promote. But then when you get to the thing, like very classic to me.
So Ron is in a place of my body, aka he's having roid rage and he needs to walk it off. So he stomps home from comma because he's Ron's upset about Sammy giving her number to the cop.
Angry walk. He's power walking. He is that bitch with the he's doing a full, he's doing a corporate power walk.
He's that meme I sent you of that queen and with the like jeans in the class and the big hoodie, and you just hear someone go, "Yes, girl."
In class.
Mm-hmm.
Ron is truly walking down the hallway to get a cup of coffee.
JWoww back at comma goes, "Sammy just gave the kid a number." The kid.
Sammy gave the kid a number, and then JWoww has to go check on Ron because she knows he's upset and she like doesn't want her boy to like go home and be upset.
Her color contacts are positively glowing in the Karmic lavender smurf lighting.
JWoww's entire vibe this episode, like she's a woman coming into her own.
Mm-hmm.
Every woman is coming into every person is coming into their own. That's in this true. House in this moment.
But JWoww, she has to go get her boy, and then Sam of course is very upset, so she stomps her own way home.
Mm-hmm.
Slams her door into the house. She walks right up and Ron and JWoww. JWoww's just like taking her contacts out or something.
They're both like in separate beds. Ron, I love too, he goes back to the house and just fully face plants on the bed. And then JWoww's like getting ready in her bed. And Sammy, sweetheart, storms in and goes, "Oh, did you guys just hook up?"
And JWoww goes, "What?"
They literally could not look less like people who have hooked up.
Ron goes, Sam goes, "You're disgusting. You're literally disgusting." And then she walks out of the room and Ron goes, "I'm going to eat that girl alive." I was like, oh, shit.
And then he's like, takes a beat and then he has to go like continue the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the kind of fight that you should not be having 2 weeks into a relationship.
I think it's less than 2 weeks.
It might be like 10 days.
It's full ado.
I mean,
they're in psychosis from the get-go.
Their relationship has maybe been a week, maybe less, but it's going to a place of like crying, like a place of how dare you do that? Fucking dancing with girls. Also, he dancing with a girl, he just like shimmied and Mike was going to hook up with her later. It wasn't even like Ron was trying to hook up
with her. No, he was just dancing with like, they were all kind of dancing in a circle together.
And you know what's crazy too? Is the Reddit thread that like spilled the Jersey Shore tea over COVID said that a lot of what they didn't show is how verbally abusive Sam was to Ron and like how she would it was just constantly needling him over and over. Like, yeah, he obviously has anger issues.
I think they were abusing each other.
Yeah, but I think it's like, I saw it. I watched it through that lens this time and I'm like, yeah, if you fucking needle some guy that's like, if you're poking the bear, you're gonna get swiped.
And the bear, aka an Italian man on roids.
Yeah.
Sam goes, "I dead on cried at the bar, Ron."
She goes, "You don't understand. Like, I've told you so much. Like, I've told you so much. And you're like my best friend. He goes, "No." He's also cry. And I was like, when you push, I know what it's like because I have done this to men where you push them to a place of them crying.
Yeah.
And like, then you kind of feel better about the whole, you're like, it's the most evil thing you can do as a woman.
Sam goes, "This is how every relationship starts. Good in the beginning and then shit goes down." And I was like, babe, it's been 5 days.
She goes, "I love you. You're like my best friend.
You're like my best friend." And he goes, "I was ready to put you in the equation, Do you understand that? I was ready to put you in the equation. And you're my girl right now.
You're like my girl right now. You're my girl.
And she goes, Ryan. with her
I love
her hair with her hair straightener.
Always a
Ryan.
When she kissed him at the club, she goes like this.
Yeah.
she pulled her hair around
for privacy.
For a privacy. I love a pull. I need to pull the hair around next time.
I was ready to put you in the equation.
I love you. I'm like my best friend.
And I love you're my girl right now. Love.
And so he cries. She holds him into her bosom slash like
navel.
Abdomen. Yeah. She's fully
controlling him.
Like she. He is J-Law in Mother.
She mothered him.
She mothered him. And the sink is not braced.
Sitch and Polly D bring two Bump It blondes back. And they go in the hot tub. And the girl's like, I don't have my bathing suit. And he's like, go in your white pants. She's wearing like white capri pants. And
she goes, I'm not going in my pants. I can't go into my pants. So they negotiate further, and she ends up going in like her bustier and her
panties.
Her panties, which I was like, okay.
I love that they were like, going in your pants. And she's like, I'm not going to drive home with wet.
I love like the thought of sitting in a hot tub in
your
pants.
In denim.
Is truly.
They are so.
That is horror.
These two, Mike and Polly D, love to like have group sex with each other.
They are really gay.
They're fucking gay as hell. Mike goes...
Like, at some point, you realize that...
They like...
One of them will be hooking up while the other one's just laying in bed, like, within touching distance of them.
Watching.
And listening.
Mike, at one point, he goes, I'm hooking... He turns and he looks over at Polly D and he goes, I'm hooking up with my girl, Polly's hooking up with his girl, and we're gonna have sex.
They are both
he says
socks.
We're
gonna boots the socks like, down, honey.
You F slur.
That was gay. When they are both getting grinded on, but I'm sorry, but fellas, if you're in a hot tub and you are both making out with women, but also looking at each other making
you're
out
bi-curious
with women,
or
you're
gay.
Having gay sex.
Yeah.
In a way. And I there's think, nothing wrong with that.
No, but I think their whole vibe is like this.
But I love that.
This first season was very much them seeking to have like foursomes.
They are doing like this is like a queer show. And I feel like that's why I took to it so furiously because the girls are having like queer energy.
The females are in a lot of ways like vessels for them to be close to each other.
A hole is a hole.
And they have just like, we're going to have socks.
We're going to have socks.
Socks.
And so they take the girls
upstairs.
Into their twin beds. And I love the one girl. Polly was like, I was going to try and hook up with the one girl, but she was on a period. And I kept trying to get in her pants. She pushed my hand away. And you see him like going for it. And she's like,
And then that girl, I think, suddenly sobers up, which we've all been there. And she suddenly comes to. It's like 5 a.m. And she's just sitting on the end of the bed and she says to her friend, I really want to go right now. My mom's going to be really upset and freaking out. Like, I can't be here anymore. I can't be here anymore. And the friend's like, what? What's up?
I'm obsessed with this whole episode. They cannot close the deal.
No.
And this is truly the female's journey is you decide to go home with someone. I mean, I wish this had happened to me more than actually just having blackout sex with people, but it's like going home with someone and then about to be having sex and then being like, oh my God.
No, it's...
I have to go.
This was a real... This episode was a real testament to like the female power to like wrangle their other female friends and get the fuck out of bad situations.
This is girl power.
It's a girl power episode, but she goes, I really can't be here anymore. And her friend's like, okay. And I was like, I get that.
I get it.
In
and
that
I support
moment,
you ladies.
She came to, was like, I'm in a twin bed. There's security cameras looking at me right now. I'm in night vision. And
I have my period.
I have my period. I'm like teetering on blackout. And this could go a way where maybe I'm going to regret it. All I want right now is my mom. So I'm going to drive back to, like,
we gotta go.
You know, pack and sack, be with my mom. I can't imagine the smell of the house in the morning.
Something about it, like, in terms of day after smells, doesn't hit me the same way as like the cast of Vanderpump Rules. Their next morning smells, like, I felt like were so visceral to me and always present and always in the back of my brain anytime I watch. But the Jersey Shore Day After smells, like, for some reason.
No. I
think it's like a lot of Axe and like an old pizza, which is kind of a combo. Like, they're very much like an old pizza.
Well, they're very hygienic people.
They're clean.
They're always, I think they all have like, the men all have like wax taints and like keep their asses clean.
They're showering constantly.
So, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, having been in a Shorshare before, like the day after, I'm like, granted that was high school, but like, it was.
The alcohol sweats, like the alcohol night sweats that seep into the sheets.
Yeah, and just like the smell of like sticky, like cigarettes, like cigarette water.
Mm-hmm. I think also
Wolf.
Yeah, there was something very like, I feel like Vanderpump Rules was very like Red Bull and Taco Bell.
And like Coke Fart.
And Coke Fart. Like the cast of Vanderpump Rules were like farting. It was like,
yeah, because they
their CO2 emissions were like pouring out. It's shocking that they didn't die of carbon monoxide exposure.
They've caused 1% of climate change with their Coke farts.
Jax's Coke farts like are the equivalent of like a small livestock farm.
Greta Thunberg has made the equation and she's going to come down on Jax's ass one day.
Greta's on her way to Los Angeles to stop Jax Taylor.
To the Montecito house. The Mendocino Farms house.
But yeah, for some reason, like the Jersey Shore crew.
Yeah, they're clean.
Like a Red Bull Taco Bell combo of like after smell is truly a no for me, but like I can deal with like a pizza after smell.
So everyone's like waking up hungover. Sam goes, "What time is it?" And Ronnie goes, 7:15. She goes, "Damn, I'm like worried last night was gonna be like weird today." She goes, "I'm still like mad at you." He goes, "You're beautiful." And I was like, whoa, this is romance. J-Wo has no time for these two already.
Mm-mm, she's over it.
We really start seeing the seeds of her and Sammy's longstanding beef with each other.
Team J-Wo.
She's like, "I got bigger fish to fry." So she calls Tommy. I love her voice on the phone.
Yeah, I like her next day.
"Hey."
She's like, "I just want to call you, tell you I love you."
And Tommy's like, "All right, well, you can call me whenever you want."
And he's like, "Don't hook up with anyone else."
He's like, "I'm never coming back there again because I'll get into a fist fight."
Yeah. And she's like, "Okay, well, like..."
She loves that.
She loves it. That she likes to make men crazy.
Yeah.
And like, they leave the conversation basically just being like...
"We're together again."
"We're together again."
Sammy and Ron work together at the t-shirt shop. And Sammy's just... She doesn't do anything the entire ship. She's having a complete, like...
What is she going through?
I think she's going through, one, she knows this relationship is probably not good, and she's, like...
She knows it's cursed, and they should not be together.
And I think she's having that early insight. Like, everyone who's been in, like, weird kind of dating or relationships, there's always a moment in the beginning where, like, you know that it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you either follow that instinct, or you just keep going. And I think she's having that moment of, "Oh, shit. This is going to be toxic, but I'm also addicted to it already."
Yeah, you're so right. She's like in a fugue state. And I've been in this before, too, where it's like you're fuguing and you know what's wrong. But then the person is like, "What's wrong?" And you're like,
"Nothing.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I'm just in a funk."
"I'm just in a funk." It's like, no, you're not just in a funk. Like, there's something deeply wrong, and it's the relationship.
Like, she seems, it was this sort of moment of clarity you could see on her face that she was terrified of what's to come.
I love having that clarity in the Shore store amongst racks of Shore merch. And as you're like slowly running your fingers through like underwear that could be printed working with like, "I love the situation," and you're working, you're realizing like, "I should not be with this person."
No, Sammy, Ron is like making sales left and right. And Sammy's just kind of like has her hands on her hips and just sort of.
She's out of her body.
She's out of her body. And it's actually like a horror moment.
It's an out of body experience. And then she was brought back into her own bodily awareness when he cornered her and was like, what's wrong? And then they like get food and they're walking back and he's like in love now because she traumatized him into love.
Yeah.
She's mothered him and now he's like, I need to breastfeed.
But she's like, I can't give you my milk.
Mm-hmm.
But then they fuck.
Yeah. And then they just get like fried food and then go and like have sex, which I'm like, been there.
It's really, they're so dark.
They're so dark.
It's a rainy day at the Jersey Shore.
It's the perfect day for a little GTL.
The boys go to tanning.
This is also the episode where like several terms were discovered. Like gym tan laundry, beat up the beat, grenade, mm-hmm. like smush.
Smush.
Like this episode truly was the catalyst.
Yeah.
And like the boys go, and I was like, you know what? I like really admire their self-care. Invented self-care.
They kind of did. Mike goes, you have to be at the gym for at least an hour. I go for an hour and a half. And you just see him do like
my fitness.
Krav Maga, like,
That was very impressive.
I know.
And then him and Ron, like, he's throwing the ball and Ron's doing those push-ups. I'm like taking notes of all their moves and I'm like, my gym status.
They all have 1% body fat. Like, it's, they're
How
all.
How do they do that?
Because they're all
juicing.
They're juicing and like, they're kind of.
They know their macros.
Or they're like, yeah. I mean, they definitely eat.
But I think when you burn a lot, you can eat a lot. And if you're just like, they must have protein. I need, like, have they written a book?
What if you just start shooting up with roids?
I get, like, really big. My traps get, like, you're like huge. That, and my neck gets huge.
That meme
my
of
voice
Kim.
Gets even lower. I'm like, just one drop of roid.
You're like that meme of Kim. With the big guns.
I'm like, what's the equivalent? Where are the female roids at? Where? Why is there no... Why can men just get this, like, fucking body? And where is the fucking shot that gives you, like...
Female bodybuilder?
No. That gives you, like, the Kendall Jenner, like, the Khloe Kardashian body.
Mm. Vinny and Mike, they'll get, they get their haircuts. Situation and Ronnie, like... clearly hate each other.
Yeah, Sitch is still, he's gonna be forever salty that Sammy chose Ron over him and he has to live with that every day of his life.
They're just like making fun of each other. It's getting uncomfortable
and he wants to know the tea.
Yeah, he's like,
Sitch,
you guys...
is a little bit gay, so he wants to know like where his boy's dick has been.
He's like, did you fuck? And he's like, I don't kiss and tell. And then situation's just like, oh, like, what a pussy, you know.
Oh, come on, we're at the barbershop. We're out here.
He's having a nightmare.
He's having a waking nightmare because one eye is open.
He's possessed.
He's possessed.
He's going to boil me alive.
Tonya.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
so
God, cute.
Cute.
Yeah, Ron's being a real pussy in the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I love Vinny getting too, like,
triggered,
flustered and triggered, and he has to leave, and everyone just laughs.
He goes, genuinely goes, I gotta get out of here. So then Snooki calls her mom, and her mom is so cute.
I'm obsessed. Like, I was crying watching them together. Snooki goes, my mom, I love that girl.
That girl, she goes, I spend every day and night with that girl. I'm like, oh. She goes,
I fucking love that girl. She's like my best friend. I spend every day and night with that girl. I want to talk to her all the time. And she truly is like their best friend.
Snooki is.
She is that bitch.
She's
she
on
is
another
so
level.
Fucking cool.
But she's also just on another fucking world. Like, who calls their mom that girl?
When she and her mom are in the like.
Ski lift.
Little ski lift, and Snooki's just talking to her, and she's wearing like her Von Dutch trucker hat and her long, shiny hair and tan. I was like, this woman is alien superstar. Truly, there's never been anyone like her, and there will never be anyone like her again.
Well, so her mom's coming the next day for her birthday, and Snooki's so excited. And then they all take Takama, and Snooki goes, that is my freaking spot at Kama. And she's like, I just take to the dance floor and all eyes on me. And she's just doing literal back handstands.
She does a full gymnastics routine. I also love this night at Karma. There's 25 people there.
I know.
And it's the cast of Jersey Shore and like other randos. And Snooki has owned the dance floor, which looks like the floor of Karma has haunted me. It looks like the floor of a frat house.
Well, first of all, she and J-Lo are barefoot, which is so it's so foul, but like it has to be done.
Everyone's freely touching the floor with their skin. The guys all like explain that they're gonna beat the beat up, and they're touching the floor with the palms of their hands.
I've done it.
That's Jersey for you.
J-Lo says, Snooki, what she did that night was the best thing I've ever seen, and it made me so proud of her. And I was like, wow, women supporting women.
She goes, I can't even explain it, but it was the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
And she genuinely says, I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Changed everything for them.
Snooki kind of, I think in this moment, Snooki sealed the friendship forever with like the whole group.
Well, also Snooki brings out the true nature of someone, because Sammy is referring to her like in a really shitty way, where she's always like, then Snook is like on the floor, like showing her underwear to everyone. Like, and I was like, okay, you're actually a piece of shit.
But JWoww's like, I'm proud of her.
she goes, it was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. I can't even like explain it, but I'm just so proud of her.
And she's being serious.
Yeah. Can we talk about JWoww's dance moves, which changed the game?
It's fucking Mortal Kombat. She is truly finish him in this moment. She's ripping people's spines out of their throat. Like, she is
Chun-Li. She's going.
It's unparalleled. She is out of control, and they are so good at dancing. They're almost like voguing in some ways.
They are doing the Italian-American version of Vogue.
This is the Italian-American ball scene.
This is the Italian-American.
Paris
this is
burning.
The Guido ball scene.
Karma is burning.
Karma is burning.
They are fucking, like, truly booting down. If they were, like, had the honor of being invited to, like, no, like, truly, like, a
the
legit
Met Gala
ball, like a Vogue ball or something, I feel like they would compete.
They would. JWoww would introduce like new moves.
Can't you see JWoww and Snooki doing like
Snooki doing a drop? Back? Yeah, like
yeah.
They would do it in their own way. They would be inventing.
It'd be like a fusion.
It'd be bringing new blood to the table.
The Italian American ballroom scene.
The Guido ball scene, and then JWoww's just like grinding on Polly and like jumping on him, but it really did feel like two friends dancing.
Yeah, Polly's always like, she wants me. I'm like, no, she doesn't. I think she's just like,
she's expressing herself. She's interpretive dancing.
Mike and Polly like need to have their like
they're like,
MMF,
we want to have sex again.
Yeah.
But instead of doing that, we're going to find two girls to have sex with so we can just listen to each other fuck them.
So they're like, we got to grab the girls. And they're totally it's like a yard sale.
This is also like, there again are 30 people at this nightclub. And they're like, there's two girls standing out there by the table. So we'll just go work on them. And they just approach like random girls that are alone. And they're like, hey, come back to our house and like come in the jacuzzi with us.
I knew a guy in New York once that called the end of the night at Metro, the bar at like before closing time, the yard sale. Cause it was just like everyone, like whoever's left is just like, and I was like, fuck, that's so true.
It is true. This was the yard sale, comma.
So they walk home with the girls and they're like, we're going to go get pizza because we have to fuel up before we fuck. And then as they're walking, these girls in a Mercedes convertible drive by and just say literally, hey, and they ditch the girls they're with that they picked up at comma, run over to the girls in the convertible and tell them to come with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they go home with them. Snooki finds a guy.
Snooki goes, I met this guy in the dance floor and he's like not really my type, but he's making me laugh and I like him. His name's Ron and his name is Russ.
I also like when you see Snooki talking to him and she goes, she like turns to the camera and she's like,
She like breaks the fourth wall.
They're all doing that. And that's like also part of the amazingness of this, because Sitch does that like a couple times where he just looks at the camera. It is the funniest fucking thing.
But I just love Snooki the way he's just talking. It's like that meme of the girl, like as the guy's talking to her.
Have you seen the new one where the girl?
Yeah. But that Snooki's the guy just staring into the abyss. And so they walk home and she's like, give me piggyback. And then she goes, you know, honestly, after spending a few more times with Ron, he's the kind of guy I'm looking for.
She says, maybe he's the kind of guy I should be with. They're walking to you and she goes, we're trying to find the house. And then we just got lost. I don't know where I am. So we decided to go to the beach.
And they somehow have blankets.
You hear her go, well, watch the sunset.
I'm like,
or watch the sunrise. And I was like, she's in her truest place is just watching the sunrise with the guy. That's all Snooki wants to do.
She's also on Adderall. Because you can, the next day she has like,
really?
Yeah. So the girls, that Mercedes Mike and Polly, girls. The Mercedes girls, they're just not giving in. One of them has like her foot on Mike and she's digging through her bag for a lighter. And then her friend says that she has a boyfriend of 2 years. So like, she's clearly not going to give him any.
I was really blown away by the girl that Mike was trying to get with. Like, her highlights were so frosty.
She was in a place of frost.
Big Gucci hobo bag. I was like,
and her heel.
I was into that Gucci hobo bag.
She goes, it's not happening. We're not going in the hot tub. It's not happening. And Mike's like, what if it's like, it's a really nice night. It feels like a good time to get in the hot tub.
I love him trying like every type of suggestion to get them in the jacuzzi, which aren't even creative or that different from each other.
No.
She just keeps going, yeah, that's not happening.
So then the other girls, the original girls, probably got told by producers where the house was. They just like walk into the house,
go into it.
Manson girl style, and just start shouting, Mike! Mike! And then they look down and then they see them. They go down, talk to those girls, realize that they're gonna like basically like put out.
That they're down to fuck.
So they get rid of the girls upstairs by pretending the girls that they originally were gonna bring home are their roommates and aren't cool with them having girls in the house. So the other girls leave. Then they bring those girls upstairs.
Well, then they are like talking to those girls, the original yard sale girls, and
they refer to
Mike says the one he was going to hook up with is like the brunette, but Polly has gotten stuck with what they Mike likes to call the grenade. And when every guy, I was just like,
he was almost, I think, ashamed even repeating it
because he knows it's so shitty, it is hysterical.
It's like when you're in battle,
we've all had to take a grenade. Every once in a while.
It's like being in battle, right?
Because being in battle, sometimes your boy has to take a grenade to save your life. And like, the grenade, I loved the grenade because she truly was no bullshit. She was not fucking around. The jacuzzi, A, is not getting hot. Mm-hmm. It's like lukewarm at best. And she goes, yeah, what is this? It's like not a hot tub. Like, this isn't a hot tub. And Mike, she's like talking shit, and that's when he just looks at the camera and looks back.
Polly, she's just kind of negging Polly D and Mike, and I think they're not used to that. So they were just very unsettled and unsoothed.
She got the power back in that situation by negging them, and I was like, okay, she's like really funny, actually.
So then they go back down to the kitchen, and Mike's like, so are we going to hang out or what? And then I'm like, I look at the clock on the microwave, it says 5:27.
No.
I'm like, and the girl's like, we're not going to be hanging out right now. You guys want to fuck us.
So he goes, oh, that's when he goes, let's go back up and go in the jacuzzi. And so they walk upstairs and you just see Polly follow them halfway up the stairs and then just turn around and dip and go back. And then Mike's stuck with the grenade and the other girl. So then he
brings them upstairs.
He sneaks back with the other girl.
Up to the room.
Leaves the grenade just smoking a cig.
That's me.
I was like, I've been there too. Same. I've been everywhere these people.
Yeah, I have too.
He gets the brunette. They're like going for it.
Yeah.
They are like going to fuck, and Polly is listening to their every move.
So then the blonde girl finishes her cig, walks up the stairs into the dark room, and she says to her friend, you don't want to do this. We need to go right now. I'm driving you home. And I was like, that's a good friend.
Yeah.
She was like, basically, you're going to humiliate yourself on camera and degrade yourself by fucking these pigs in this room? I don't think so.
I have to say, I love that none of the girls that they try and bring back or hook up with ever get their names.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's a good
thing. It is. But this is, I was like, she's a good friend.
The grenade served.
She was serving and she got her friend out and she extracted her and they left and went back to like wherever the fuck they're from.
Again, cock blocked, foiled.
When Mike kisses the girl goodbye, I'm like, the way Mike kisses is disgusting. He's like,
I was into it. Mm.
Stinky and the guy wake up on the beach. And there's, you see like the beachcomber go by.
I was happy for her and Ron, mm-hmm. aka Russ. And she goes back to the house with her sandy little blanket wrapped around her and just falls into her bed with her sandy blanket. And I was like, you're going to regret that.
And her dirty slippers.
And her underwear is just out.
Yeah. Tommy calls JWoww on the duck phone and says, I heard my boy said that you were dancing with Polly D again. And he won't believe her that it was innocent. And it
turns out that Russ, aka Ron, is actually just a spy. Mm-hmm. One of Tommy's spies who was sent to Kama to do recon on JWoww, watched her dance with Polly D, fucking ratted her out to Tommy. And then JWoww's trying to explain, like, the music, it was house music, like we were just dancing.
So then she calls Snooki in to corroborate her story, and Snooki's such a good friend. She just comes on and she goes, yo, you need to chill out, we were just battling. She didn't do anything wrong.
So we were just battling, it was all house music, it wasn't even like R&B and anything, it was house music.
She goes, okay, so don't take it that serious. And then she goes, okay, bye, and hangs up and shuffles her way back. And I was like, that's,
she's a sister.
That's when JWoww was like, this is my best friend,
this is sisterhood. I'm so proud of that girl.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Snooki's adorable mom comes. Her mom is really pretty.
They have like a full-blown gorgeous day at the shore.
They go to the water and her mom goes, this water looks dirty.
She goes, mom, it's the Jersey Shore.
Her mom is clearly uncomfortable being on camera, but like, and is a little disgusted by the whole scene.
I was like wishing that her mom was more comfortable because I really did want to see their true dynamic. Like, because I know that they probably have so much fun together and like they're probably more alike than it seems.
Clearly. I just think she was a little like,
she's very shy.
Yeah. And she just wanted to be with her kid.
It's a lot to ask to have a parent thrown into the mix.
Mm-hmm. So Snooki, they go on this the chairlift, they go to the beach, they walk around on the boardwalk, and then she tells her mom to go home.
She says goodbye and she cries. She's crying and she goes, God, I fucking love that girl.
She does. So then they have like a nice chill Sunday night out. They all head to this boardwalk bar and it's just mostly them and then a few other randos and they're just vibing
from the t-shirt
fun.
Store. It's their coworkers.
It's their coworkers, Julio, I think, and some other guy.
Yeah.
And they're just having a good time. It's a good like just Sunday night tipsy. And then these frat guys roll in and they're kind of making fun. It's like that they're hanging with them, but it's they're like
they're making fun of the Jersey Shore people by hanging with them and mooching off them.
They're jealous haters because they see these fucking sexy
stars
being filmed, people watching their every move, cameras following them wherever they go, and they say, why can't that be me?
So they're like stealing drinks from them, they're just being really rude, like preppy, and that's like
they're like up in their personal space.
It's like West Side Story up in here.
Mm-hmm.
And so they start ordering shots. One of their t-shirt employees starts ordering shots. And then that this guy who is so sweaty and clearly so blacked out and on something else, I think, he just keeps taking the shots. And the guy's like, hey, I just bought them for my friends, but it's okay. I'll buy more. He buys more. And then Snooki is standing on a chair because she's like so small. And she's like, you fucking bitch, give those back. Like, those are our shots. And she's not afraid. She's getting in his face. The guy's like...
Yeah, she goes, back the fuck off. Like, stop. Get out of here.
And then the guy turns around. Snooki says, you're being so annoying. And he winds up and decks Snooki right in the fucking face. Like, clocks her.
Yeah.
She falls to the ground. Like, it was... It's insane.
I had forgotten, like...
He...
Because that was... Truly so, it was shocking behavior.
It was insane.
And I had forgotten that that was how it went down. And I remember being like, oh, I think he, like, even when we were first potting about this, I was like, oh, I think he meant to punch someone else, but then missed. No, he literally punched a woman in the face national television.
She falls to the floor, and then the whole, like, all the guys and JWoww.
JWoww will fucking cut a bitch.
And they, and, the look of terror on the guy's face when he gets thrown out of the bar, like, it's like he clearly is like a woman beater. I think he has like fits of rage, and I think he realized what just happened and that he did it on camera. And I think he's having, you see it in his face. He walks out of the bar and he looks like he's about to cry. And the guys, the housemates are, and JWoww, we're gonna fucking kill him. They were gonna kill him, I think.
JWoww will kill for her friends.
Yeah. Did you see JWoww getting in there? She was the only...
Oh. She will get in there. She comes like... She gets in at an angle.
Yeah.
Grabs. And then just starts... Look.
I would have gone in there.
Yeah. I would have kicked.
Who? Like...
JWoww, aka Chun-Li.
Chun-Li went in. And the guy... You know.
She's a true Nicki Minaj. She's like, I don't know. Been known.
The guys were activated. They're Roy... Like, they were...
Oh. I would not want to get on Ron's bad side. All of them.
No, but Ron especially.
Beat you to a pulp, but Ron has the rage.
He will
curb stomp you.
He'll manslaughter you.
Yeah.
The guy, though, like, I was like, you just fucked your... Not only did you just do that to a woman, you also just, like, you just fucked yourself for life.
He's probably married with kids now.
No, I've read about him.
What happened?
It's, like, destroyed his life.
No way. Get out. Really?
Yeah.
What?
He's like, just, I think it's just followed him everywhere. He like can't escape it.
Good.
Yeah. No, it good.
I mean, like, yeah, that's the consequence of your action.
Like, he meant to hurt her.
He meant to punch her in the face and hurt her and shut her up.
He was three times her size.
Even if he was tiny.
But you could hear it.
It still wouldn't be okay. Like, to just flagrantly sock a woman in the face while cameras are rolling, you have severe mental problems.
Yeah, but you could hear like how hard it was.
Yeah, he wound up and punched her. Thank god I got to see from the previews, but then
just seeing JWoww though, like getting into like
JWoww will fucking wail. She'll rip a bitch's head off.
Damn.
Snooki on the floor.
He gave her a fat lip and like broke her teeth or something.
What happened to him?
I think he just, like, it just ruined. I think he just couldn't get jobs. He's, like, apologized for it. But, like, too late, bitch.
I'm sorry. That's the biggest mistake of your life.
Yeah. He deserves to be haunted by this.
Yeah.
He was disgusting, too. Like, he looked so blacked out and, like.
I'm sure this is not the first woman that he's punched.
Oh.
Brad. Okay. What happened to the guy who punched Snooki? Brad, a 24-year-old gym teacher who worked at North Queens Community High School at the time, paid a fine, $500, and was put on probation. He served 6 months after punching Snooki. He was also fired from his job after the footage came out. Good.
When I saw the video, I was so sick to my stomach. I couldn't believe I'd ever do anything like that. I was raised to act in a respectful manner to women. I remember very little from the time of the incident, Brad said.
Right.
Yeah, right. Brad's dad is pretty mad about the whole incident, claiming MTV ruined his son's life.
So okay. His dad hits women too.
This kid has never been this kid has never been in any trouble ever. Thanks to MTV, he got fired. Okay.
Well,
rephrase that. Yeah. Thanks to him punching a woman in
her skull. Yeah.
Every other option you would have had got caught off. He still has college loans. Okay, well.
Okay, well, he shouldn't have punched a woman.
Help him out. Throw him a buck or two.
Yeah.
Dan.
And who do you think he's learning that from?
In 2011, Brad joined the military as a cavalry scout. Good. I mean,
what do you do?
Doing that, you should just join the military.
Yeah.
Take your punch and get Osama. Go hunt down Bin Laden.
Oh my God. Okay.
But you know what I mean? Like, take that energy and go, like, fight a war.
Go help people.
I don't want a war.
Well, no, because then he's going to go get more PTS and come back.
We're going to have a war. I think I want, like, snooky punchers on the front lines.
Oh my God. What else happened?
He felt he had to do. Dan said Brad. I love them using their first name. Dan said Brad felt like he had to do this because he couldn't find a job doing anything else since his reputation was so tarnished. Okay, good.
Well, yeah.
Be in service.
Go work in
America.
Go to the base in the movie The Thing in Antarctica.
It looks like both Brad and Snooki had put the incident behind them, though. In 2018, In Touch asked what she would say to Brad now, and Snooki responded by saying, "I don't know. I never really thought about it." Just like, dude, why would you do that? You know, like, obviously he was blacked out and didn't know what he was doing. But I mean, shit like that happens at bars sometimes. So I guess I would say, I forgive you, but that really hurt. Queen
of grace. Brad joined the military. Damn. Well, that's what you get, Brad.
That's what you get for literally punching a 4'8" woman.
And not only an icon.
Well, after pleading guilty, he was reportedly knocked unconscious during a cage-style fight called Clash in the Cage.
What?
I guess he participated in a cage fight and someone knocked him out.
He, like, leaned into his villain.
I need more info, though.
Yeah, does anyone have any
like,
tea?
What happened after 2011?
Does anyone listening have any kind of connection to, like, Brad?
Okay, I'm trying to find out. He was fired. Paid the fine.
It's a pretty cheap fine.
Yeah.
Should be like $5,000.
Everyone's just like, this is, I think, from 2020. And the word on the street is he's presumably still a member of the armed forces.
I don't really know if I want him in the armed forces.
I think it's like,
he's going to get traumatized and come home and like kill another woman.
He should just stay. He should just be like in constant deployment.
Yeah.
I think that's like a good place for him.
Just never come back.
Yeah, because if he comes back, he's going to be like Paul from The Anarchists.
Yeah. I'm going to do this. Anyway, does anyone have any...
writing Facebook updates.
He's a Facebook updater.
He's a full Facebook terrorism.
If anyone has any updates on
Brad, his father Dan,
let us know.
Yeah, truly let us know.
And we'll see you next week when we're back in Seaside.
Bye.
Ciao.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough, and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.